This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, November 17, the 26th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 28, year C. Rejoice and endure. Dear friends, our church year is ending. Next week we will proclaim Christo Rei, Christ the King, the reign of Christ, the objective of the entire Christian narrative. But as we are always instructed on this next-to-last Sunday of the liturgical year, that reign will come in with a bang, not a whimper. Luke's gospel for this event is not the most apocalyptic account by far. John and Mark, well, they more graphically illustrate the perils that will signal the end of days. In Luke's gospel, Jesus initially predicts an end of days on a much smaller, more immediate scale. The destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. He then goes on to tell of the turmoil in nature and among the people that will plague the earth. And if that isn't bad enough, Jesus puts all of his followers on notice that we'll be singled out for persecution, betrayal, and hatred, all because of his name. Then suddenly, Jesus stands this whole doomsday scenario on its head. And in the face of cataclysm, Jesus tells us, not a hair on your head will perish. How can this be? How can we escape the apocalypse? How do we dodge the bullet aimed at every Christian? Over thousands of years and countless generations, Jesus speaks directly to us with the freshness of this day. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. The operative word leaps at us from the page, endurance. To me, it conjures up images of marathon runners struggling towards a finish line, then collapsing in utter exhaustion. Is that what lies in store for us, physically and spiritually hanging on by our fingernails? Is that God's plan for us? I don't think so. We're here to rejoice in the Lord always, in good times and bad, in celebration and in persecution. In fact, that's the only way that we can truly endure, by rejoicing in the Lord. My friends, the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. And the best news there is that we're not in this race by ourselves. Jesus is with us every step of the way. We need not rely on training, conditioning, or dieting for our endurance. His grace is the source of our strength. To endure, we must constantly seek it, pray for it, and cling to it. Because Jesus loves us, he always tells us the truth, even when it's hard to find the good news behind the dire predictions. Luke 21 is the last chapter just before the Passion. Jesus clearly sees what he must endure for our sake, and he looks beyond his looming agony and foretells what he must endure for his sake. To carry us home, Jesus will soon carry his cross. To follow him home, we must carry our cross too. For some of us, the cross is relatively light. Minor inconveniences, petty prejudices, snide remarks, negative peer pressure, constantly navigating a world of vanishing values. For others, the cross literally means martyrdom, either by the sword or by institutional prejudice. A recent study found that 50 countries had anti-Christian statutes and practiced sanctions ranging from death to imprisonment, harassment to expulsion. So Christian life is more than a marathon. It can also be a treacherous obstacles course. My friends, expect to be tripped. Expect to fall. Endurance means more than just chugging along. We must regularly pick ourselves up and get back in the race. For endurance, we look not only to the cross, we look to the resurrection. That's because we know how the story ends, not in tragedy, but in great triumph. That's the source of our strength, our hope, our joy. As St. Paul instructs us in Hebrews 12, let us run with perseverance, looking to Jesus who endured the cross, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. Thank you, Jesus. In your love, we rejoice and endure. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.